Hello and welcome back to Petra's Learning Preview. The topic for this podcast is one that is very near and dear to me because this reflects a pathway that I've been walking over the past 3 years. I've titled this podcast Walking in Humility. And its intent is really to explore what humility looks like in a leader. You see, there was a time when I was much younger and had not yet entered the business world where I thought that being a leader meant that you got to call all the shots. It meant that you had arrived and now had authority and all the perks that went along with it. You got the big house. You got the fancy car. You took long vacations. You ate in fancy restaurants. I thought that when you finally arrived in that coveted position, that you had arrived on Easy Street. You could bark out orders and other people would just fall in line. You could create your own calendar. Your schedule was your own. As I got older and actually started my career in business, my view of leadership changed, but not necessarily for the better. I began to see leaders as individuals that were cocky, arrogant even. They had all the answers and were enlightened beyond what you were. Your job was to listen and learn and hope that one day, you would be where they were at. Your opinion didn't matter. You didn't have enough knowledge for it to matter. And your feelings, leaders didn't have time for that. Now, I got to this view, honestly, I got to this view because it was what was modeled for me for many, many years during those early stages of my career. I got that view by observing the leaders around me. Now, fortunately, somewhere along the way, during my journey, I was exposed to a different type of leader. I was exposed to a leader that led with quiet confidence, a leader that truly listened to the viewpoint of others, weighed matters carefully, and then made decisions, a leader that didn't seem to have anything to prove to anyone. Knowing what I know today, I would call that person a humble leader. Back then, I just knew that person was different, and I liked it. I was only exposed to that leader for a short period of time. A tragic event ended his life far too soon. However, his style continued to intrigue me. Over the years, I've given thousands of hours of thought to leadership styles. Personalities intrigue me. Indeed, it is my favorite topic to study. I'm enamored with social psychology, cultural psychology, cognitive psychology, and the many variants thereof. But what fascinates me more than any of these branches of psychology is the idea of humility as a desired leadership trait. We really don't hear about it nearly as much as we should. We talk about it hardly at all, or at least we didn't. But that has begun to change, and I'm glad. Why? Why is it so important to walk in humility as a leader? And what exactly does that look like? Those are the questions that I ponder and that I seek to share with you for a brief moment. First, though, let's make sure we have an accurate view of humility. Humility isn't about putting yourself down. Humility is about having an accurate view of yourself and of others. It requires self-awareness. It requires awareness of others and the ability to truly see people as they are, to understand your own strengths and your own weaknesses, and to understand the strengths and weaknesses of others. It requires you to work through all the biases that tend to distort our view of ourselves and of other people. You don't think more highly of yourself than you should, and you don't think more lowly of yourself than you should. You're aware of both your strengths and your weaknesses, and are comfortable enough with them that you don't need to surround yourself with people that are weaker than you to make yourself look stronger. When we think about that definition or view of humility and the role of a leader, it's easy to see the connection. Humble leaders are confident without being cocky. They can listen to the viewpoint of others because they don't have anything to prove. They're decisive without being overbearing. They're comfortable around wealth and around poverty and everything in between. A humble leader is accessible, vulnerable, transparent. Really, shouldn't we want leaders that recognize and leverages talents and then praises contributions? Shouldn't we want leaders that empower people to make decisions and then encourages and supports them as they carry them out? Shouldn't we want leaders that are willing to admit when they are wrong and willing to ask for forgiveness? Shouldn't we want leaders that provide honest feedback in a way that displays respect for the person? Humble leaders, or really humble people in general, should be held up as the gold standard that we seek, instead of being looked down upon as lesser than or weaker than. The truth is, it takes a lot of strength, a lot of discipline, a lot of self-control to walk in humility, especially as you're progressing your career. As more recognition is heaped on you, it's easy to become puffed up and start to believe all the hype. It's easy to believe that you're responsible for all the great performance of the team. It's easy to believe that you're indispensable, that people should just be thankful that you're around. It's easy to believe that people are blessed by just being in the presence of such greatness. However, it's a lot harder to maintain perspective. It's harder to recognize that the maintenance person that repairs the copier, the janitor that cleans the restroom, or the new intern that started yesterday are just as valuable as you. They may not have many awards, they may not have received any recognition, but a humble leader doesn't get caught up in all that. A humble leader is able to step back from all the hubris and the accolades and all of the fame and all of those things and see other people. Sadly, as our society becomes more and more narcissistic, we risk pushing humble leaders aside. We risk elevating the person that thinks of himself or herself as not just the most important thing that matters, but the only thing that matters. We risk doing this in lieu of that person that values everyone. Even worse, we risk becoming that type of person unless we intentionally work at stepping outside the cultural tsunami of self-adoration that threatens to sweep us away. Humility is not dead, but it is on the endangered species list. As leaders, it's our job to make sure that it begins to thrive again. And we can start by making sure that we are walking in humility. We can lead the way through our own actions. We can be that leader that I look to and say, wow, there's something different about that person, and I like it. We can do the same for other people. Will you do your part? That's really what I want to challenge you with, and that's what I want to lead you with. A humble leader is an inspiration to others. All leaders, both good and bad, are looked to by others as they start to define their own leadership styles and create their own leadership journeys. Will you be that type of leader that is worthy of being emulated, that type of leader who really sets the bar high when it comes to walking in humility? I hope you will. And I hope you will stay tuned to future podcasts as we continue to explore the roles of leaders in society, as we continue to explore topics that are relevant to us today in this business environment that we live in. Until next time, take care and continue to work on those character traits that will make you worthy of emulation.